largest Toyota Scion Dodge dealer. The all-new Lustine Auto Mall.
Just off I-95 on Route 1 in Woodbridge.
Home of the only no-charge lifetime vehicle warranty.
We interrupt programming to bring you an important public announcement from Miller Beer.
Beer drinkers of America, I'd like to discuss advancements in brewing that, excuse me, I've just been handed a memo.
No! An outrage!
Apparently, our esteemed colleagues from St. Louis have proclaimed themselves the king of beers. I thought we left that monarchy business back in the old world, along with feudal lords and bloodletting and croquet. Newsflash, this is a democracy. To that end, I am hereby announcing Miller's candidacy for the president of beers. Here's our platform. Miller Lite, the great-tasting beer that's less filling. Miller Genuine Draft, a beer with genuine flavor that's cold-filtered smooth. Stand your ground, America. Vote for Miller, and you're voting for democracy. For free choice and hot dogs, apple pie, outlet mall, Swedish massage, and the American way of life. Another memo? Okay, scratch Swedish massage. That turns out wasn't us.
Vote for great taste at VoteMillerBeer.com. Miller, good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just remember what your old pal Bozo always says. Just keep laughing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Words are hard for them. Don and Mike.
Yeah, me too. Joe Artinger with you with the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon. Right here on 106.7 leading up to the best of Don and Mike at 3. Yes, the guys are on vacation, but we've got a good one for you here right now. There's a guy in Wichita who gets drunk and calls me every once in a while. And originally he called because his wife had a boyfriend that she did things with. Anyway, it is the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, Mike.
Yeah. Well, what is it? Yeah.
Yeah, this is the husband back in Wichita.
The husband of what?
The husband and the boyfriend.
The husband and the boyfriend.
The boyfriend.
Now, what I'd like you to do is start a sentence and maybe complete it, and then we might understand what you're talking about.
Okay. This is the husband back in Wichita with her wife's got a boyfriend.
Okay, if you say so, I'm with you.
I don't think that was a full sentence. I'm sure it was.
I'm with you, though. But what can we do for you?
We was here. We talked once about the wife had a boyfriend. He thought for sure that she was...
Charlie, can you enlighten us? Who is this man?
I remember.
This guy...
We're the gardeners.
Yeah, hold on. I know that.
Oh. Hold on. Let Charlie tell us who you are.
You've had him on a number of times in the past. His wife has a boyfriend, and they sit around on the front porch and whittle.
Oh, I remember you.
Oh, okay.
Too.
All right.
Okay, I remember you. Right. As I recall, your wife has a boyfriend who she's... And you don't mind.
No, she's not.
You go to bed at night.
Doesn't he sneak in the window? Doesn't he come out of the cornfield or something like that?
This guy goes to bed at 9 o'clock at night, and the other guy comes over under the guise of watching television with this guy's wife.
Well, there's new news.
What?
He's got a girlfriend now. We finally got him a girlfriend.
I think I'm getting a picture as to why he turns in early, if you know what I mean.
Glug, glug, glug.
Yeah, I mean, the lights just go out. I'd like a physical description. Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Well, let me think. How about a dirty old sheetrocker?
A dirty old sheetrocker. I see you hang a little drywall, but what do you look like specifically? I mean, what do you know? Are you tall, thin? You know, what do you look like?
What do you look like? Somebody in the Marshall Tucker band?
5'11", 5'10".
5'11", 5'10".
I'm guessing anybody in Leonard Skinner.
200 pounds.
This guy looks like.
200 pounds?
All right, maybe one of the Allman Brothers.
5'10". 5'10", 200 pounds.
Yeah.
So you're not a small
dirty
guy.
Dirty blonde.
Dirty blonde.
Now I'm thinking maybe Greg Allman.
How long's your hair?
Collar length.
Collar length.
It's trim. It's not long.
He's wearing a collar, though, that's like around his waistband.
Hey, you shut up, boyfriend. My boyfriend just had beer belly. That's out. Don't we all?
What was that moment? Don't click, click, click. What was that?
Who's your boyfriend?
I'm down at the boyfriend's house.
I thought your wife didn't have a boyfriend.
Well.
Is he there with you right now? Is he there with you right now?
He's in the kitchen listening. I'm outside in the patio.
Don, I got to tell you, as somebody who occasionally has a cocktail, I will tell you, it just amazes me how early America's drinking lately.
Well, early. It's happy hour here in Wichita.
Happy hour, yeah, but I mean, you're well on your way, aren't you?
Nope, got to get ready to go bowling alley. I got to get cleaned up and go to the bowling alley.
Now, are you drunk or are you retarded? It's one or, the other.
No.
Yes.
I'm just happy to be talking with you guys.
Have you been drinking, sir?
I've had two cans of beer.
Then you must be retarded.
No, because I have to get ready to go to the bowling alley.
Now, listen, retarded people enjoy bowling.
You're not driving to the bowling alley, are you? Is your wife driving you?
No, my chauffeur. My wife's taking us.
Are you going? Are you going with the boyfriend?
Yeah, he's coming, too.
He's coming. Three of you will be going bowling tonight.
All three of us. No, two of us. Me and the boyfriend, maybe.
You'll all be putting your fingers in the little holes.
Oh, dear.
Renting the shoes.
Yeah. We bowled last night on our team. I got a substitute tonight. I just got called in to substitute.
Buzz, he said renting shoes. I bet they own their own shoes. Do you own your own shoes?
I got three balls and all my shoes. Yeah,
good. That's a relief, really.
Right on. All right, my friend.
Guys, I got to go. I got to be there at 6 o'clock.
I know.
I got to go take a bath.
Take
I can't go looking like an old dirty sheet rocker, can I?
That's sure. Right.
Right. It's retarded night at the bowling alley.
Is the tub out in the yard?
Is what?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Tard night.
Hey, you guys have fun.
Tard's bowl half price.
I'll have a six tonight. I'll have a 600 series.
Bowl of frame, have a beer. Bowl of frame, have a beer. Bowl of frame, have a beer.
No, I don't do that at bowling alley.
At bowling alley?
No.
You don't do that at Honorable Bowling Alley.
What do you do at bowling alley?
I bowl.
Do they serve beer at the bowling alley? Of course.
Oh, yeah. You can get anything you want, but I just bowl.
Get anything you want there.
Sure. Really, what else can you get besides beer?
You get relaxation and good exercise.
What type of cuisine are they serving at your bowling alley? Besides the standard hamburg hot dog fare.
Well, this one, Rose Bowl West, they serve a great chicken strip dinner.
A chicken strip dinner.
And what is a chicken? Do you mean chicken shrimp?
Chicken strip dinner.
Can you get duck?
get stuck.
If you're what?
Stuck.
If you're stuck.
You can get duck.
A chicken strip dinner.
Imagine that.
Strip dinner.
What is that? Is that like strips of, is that the tenderloin of the breast?
The breast of a chicken, yes.
What is the brand of beer that you've guzzled thus far today?
Excellent question.
Bolenium's.
Pardon me?
Bolenium.
Bolenium?
I never heard of that. Who makes Bolenium beer?
Budweiser. It's on every one of their cans. The Bolenium.
Bolenium.
What is that? Some kind of marketing ploy for the Millennium? What is the name of...
We call them Bolenium's because, you know, how many Bolenium's have you had tonight?
Thank God that those machines keep score for you. I mean that.
Oh, well, I haven't kept score in years. I'll get the computer stuff.
They run
a lot of computer stuff. I don't even mess with score anymore. I don't even have a mess with one of those.
They have a clean restroom at this bowling alley?
Actually, it's not the best in the world.
And you maintain you are not retarded?
No.
Have you ever been hospitalized?
No.
What is 9 times 9?
81.
Fantastic.
That's right. But you have to count. Retards are good at math.
You have to count that
sheet. Well, sheet rockers are very good at math.
How many Lynyrd Skynyrd songs can you name?
I'd have to listen to them and get back in the group.
What is your favorite band?
Kenny Brown Band. We're in Wichita, Kansas.
No. What was your favorite band we would have heard of?
What? My phone kind of cut out. What was that again?
What is the favorite band we would have heard of?
Favorite band?
It's not a
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd?
How many Pink Floyd songs can you name?
How many what?
How many Pink Floyd songs can you name?
As soon as the questions got a little more difficult, you developed a problem with your hearing.
Well, my phone cut out every time.
No, right.
No, it didn't.
How many can you name?
Oh, I know the albums.
How many Pink Floyd songs can you name?
I can name the last album, the Final Cut. I got lots of albums, but I don't get to listen to the albums anymore because I don't have the CDs. I just got albums.
Here's a tough question for you. You may not even be able to answer it, but in your opinion, who's the greatest man in American history?
The greatest man?
In American history. Take your time.
In American history?
In American history. In the history of
the
United
States. The man's got to be dead by now, right?
Alive or dead, it doesn't matter. In the history of the United
States. Geronimo is the greatest guy I know of.
No, not,
know,
you know, not,
well,
not,
thank you.
Not regarding the show. In the history of America.
Let him answer honestly, Mark. No, I agree. Come on, this show notwithstanding.
Okay.
Who's the greatest American of all time?
In your opinion.
In my opinion?
Yes,
this is not a test.
Opinion.
In your opinion, who?
It's not a test. We're just asking you who you think.
I'd say, you know, a lot of Pink Floyd. every man.
Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd. The greatest man in America is Pink Floyd.
What is the great...
What?
Pardon me?
Click, 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 Pink Floyd.
Who is...
No, my boyfriend, my wife's boyfriend just brought me down. I had an album from Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd, man. Great American history, man.
That's cheating. I couldn't do that to you guys.
Sheetrock, Pink Floyd.
Who is the greatest movie actress of our time?
Good question.
Oh, the greatest movie?
Movie actress of our time.
And I'm going to make a request here that you stop answering questions with questions.
That's a big question.
Right.
Who is the greatest movie actress of our time?
Don't think I think.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
And who is the greatest movie actor of our time?
You know, you guys are keeping me from getting cleaned up and going to the bowling alley.
Come on now, as soon as you answer these questions, we'll let you go.
What was that other question again?
Who is the greatest movie actor of our time?
Actor?
Actor!
Yeah, actor. Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
How many presidents can you name backwards, starting with Bill Clinton?
Oh, Bill Clinton, George Bush, Ronald Reagan, that's Reagan. It was Gerald Ford, wasn't it? And then it was...
That's great. That's Nixon. Better than I would have ever dreamed he would have gotten. That's
That's part of an Alzheimer's test.
And then Nixon followed London Baines, and then he went to...
London Baines.
London Baines.
London Baines is falling down.
I'm amazed. I got it. I'm going to give you applause on the president.
Good job.
I think that's fantastic.
I want to tell you that this is all part of his Alzheimer's quiz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. That there's a real book. I'm going to buy it for you, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
buddy.
Good. I look forward to that.
There is a book that has all these self-quizzes for Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you're supposed to, 3 or 4 times a day, try to count back and see how far back you can go with presidents.
That's good.
Here's another test for you. Starting with
I'm walking home, guys, and I'm going to have to get in the bathroom.
Okay, hold on. Starting with the number 100.
Get in the tub. Are you on a cordless phone?
I'm on my cell phone.
You're on your cell phone. Take the cell phone into the tub.
Starting with the number 100, take away 7 and keep going. For instance, I'll give you the first answer. 93. Okay, keep going.
I couldn't do that.
92, 91, 90, 89.
No. Take away 7 from 93. What do you get?
93, 7 from 93.
See, I'd be terrible at that.
Wait a minute. 84.
Take away 7.
Take
he was wrong about that.
71. Yeah, you're scaring me now because I couldn't compete with anybody in this.
That's an Alzheimer's test.
Well, then I'm seriously, I'm going to start walking down the main street here outside the studio with my boxers on.
You take away 7, but he got it wrong anyway.
Right.
Well, I was close. 72. 60.
What is the greatest, before we let you go, in your opinion, what is the greatest invention of the 20th century?
The 20th century?
Yes.
What is the greatest invention of the last 100 years?
Well, probably the telephone.
The telephone.
And can you tell us why?
I'm on it now, talking to you guys, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
The cell phone, man. That's where it's at.
And here's a good one for you. What's the greatest thing about being an American, in your words?
The best thing?
You don't answer a question with a question.
I know. Well, I'm trying to play with my dog at this thing.
Yeah, don't play dog. You know, come on, Fido. Click, click.
What is the greatest thing about being an American?
Living in America.
Living in America.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Being able to get bombed every day.
No.
Oh, yes. And then going to retard night at the bowling alley.
Don't drown in the tub.
I'm not. Hell, I got 40 minutes to get there.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I just started listening to you guys about 2 months ago.
When are you going bowling tonight?
I'm not going. And it's 100 miles one way from me, from my office to my home, and you guys get me home every evening. I listen to you religiously, so thanks and keep it up.
That's right. 100 miles from the swamp to the city.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
Not your buddy. Bye-bye.
It sure is far from the swamp to the city.
Last call. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Earlier you said you know your Clint Eastwood movies.
I consider myself an expert at it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tim Spiewak, Rob's brother.
Here we go. Now, this is a guy who obviously has a book, who has done some research, is going to put me in my place. Go ahead.
Tim Spiewak.
I remember this from seeing the film originally. Did you know one of his films, he uses the word...
What movie does he use the word in?
The Unforgiven.
And he certainly doesn't use it in the way that we use it, does he?
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding?
No. You'll recall early in the movie, there's a lady of the evening who's assaulted with a knife.
Yeah,
yes,
nasty.
She gets slashed in the face.
He's describing that incident to someone else, and he uses that word in the same way that you guys do.
Are you kidding? He says...
No. Yeah.
Robbie, rent Unforgiven for me. You got to rent that movie. Oh, you're a godsend. Thank you, Rick.
Of course
okay,
he is.
You're welcome.
He's Tim Spiewak.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Travis from Wichita. How you guys doing today?
Hi, Travis.
Just wanted to call and tell you that not everybody from Wichita is dumb and that last guy was on here.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah, Travis, but all you've done is serve to prove the point further.
All right.
Come on, Travis.
Travis.
What's that?
Travis, you're proving it more and more. You know,
I'm sorry.
Do you bowl at that alley?
No, sir.
Okay, Travis. Listen, all Travis, right. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's just a fun radio show. We just have a lot of fun. We know that that gentleman is not representing Wichita. We know you're not either.
Thank you very much.
Thank God. Goodbye.
Bye.
I took care of them. I'm slamming Wichita, but dumb people don't say thing.
Don Mike.
I am representing Wichita. Woo!
Okay. Johnny.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah. Rich
yeah.
Nuts?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, John.
Hey, man, I've been listening to y'all for like 12 years, ever since I moved to Virginia.
Yeah.
And as often as I can listen to y'all, I listen to y'all. I drive a truck now, but originally I was doing car everything up north. Okay. And I tell you what, y'all are just awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Johnny.
I'm serious.
Thank you, my friend.
You the man, John.
Very nice.
All right.
Okay.
Well, y'all take it easy.
Bye-bye. Then I get the feeling I talk to this guy's like talking to my brother.
A little.
Hey, hold on. I drive truck, too, now.
Is your hair long?
No, sir.
I tell you, the worst thing I ever did was I got my brother a computer.
Mm-hmm.
My brother had no idea about the internet, so right. I got him a computer. I got him hooked up with free internet service, and I got him like an email account with Hotmail.
Cool.
And now I'm getting emails from my brother every day. I got to print some of these out and bring them in, because it seriously looks like someone is at the keypad, and they're just closing their eyes.
Somebody's left their bird on the keypad.
And, I mean, I kind of can make out what the words are.
Right.
It's like please is spelled P-E-E-A-L-S.
They probably type it in the truck, bouncing, boom, 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 boom.
No, I don't. I mean, I got him a home computer.
Tough to put those home computers in your truck.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
A lot of companies got those, though.
All right, thank you, John.
All right. So you want me to hang up?
Yes, please.
Oh, man, I'm waiting for 10 years to get a hold of y'all on the phone.
Goodbye now.
All right, well, y'all take it easy.
Thank you, Johnny.
Bye. Come on now. There's a carton of Winston's with your name on it.
Bye-bye. Winston's? No, it's Marlboro Reds now.
There you go.
Right on.
Marlboro Reds. Trying to quit them, but, hey, it's tough.
All right. A little too much bio. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
All right.
There we go. Okay. Little segment we call the Heart of America.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
We are the champions, my friends. And we'll keep on fighting till the end.
Hello, I'm William Hung, singing for everyone who has ever lost, but kept on going.
Tonight on GSN, the network for games, we've got big winners and sore losers. At 9 tonight on GSN, it's Dog Eat Dog, where real people get bad to the bone and challenge each other in outrageous stunts. Then at 10, the hidden cameras come out in the open on GSN. First on Spy TV, seeing people at their worst means comedy at its best. Then at 10:30, it's Vegas Weddings Unveiled. Be there when the cake hits the fan. And say I do to the funniest couples ever caught on tape. Gimme winners, gimme losers, gimme games tonight. Dog Eat Dog at 9, Spy TV at 10, and Vegas Weddings Unveiled at 10:30.
I am William Hung, telling you all to never give up, and you will eventually win. We are the champions of the world.
GSN, the network for games, on Comcast and Cox.
This 4th of July, you can create fireworks with paint at America's first choice for paint, tools, and techniques, the Home Depot. Discover the revolutionary Color Solution Center, a complete resource for painting ideas. Or you can mix and match from the largest color palette in America. Only the Home Depot has it. And right now through July 5th, get $5 off all 1 gallon cans of quality Glidden Evermore paint and Bare paint stains and waterproofers by mail-in rebate. You can also take some of that color outside with the Home Depot's large selection of healthy shrubs and plants and beautiful flowers. Stop by right now and get 1 gallon perennials for only $2.38 each. Vibrant colors, brilliant solutions, one place. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it, we can help. Offers valid through 7504 in U.S. Home Depot stores. Paid offer by manufacturer mail-in rebate. See store for details.
Looking to save thousands on your next new car or van? You gotta think big, as in Arlington Mazda Big. Big rebates, big price reductions, big finance savings, big selection. How big? Arlington Mazda has one of the biggest inventories on the East Coast, including a super big selection of those hard-to-find Mazda 3s. And savings? Big rebates up to $2,500. Then Arlington Mazda more than matches it with price reductions up to $6,000. And financing? Check this out. Arlington Mazda has financing as low as 0% for a full 60 months. Need more reasons to stop by now through Sunday? Okay, you can drive home with absolutely no money down. It just doesn't get any better than this. But only if you get here by Sunday to Arlington Mazda, Wilson Boulevard and North Glebe Road, next to the Boston Metro in Arlington. Or call us at 703-527-3000 and think big.
On approved credit, come in for a test drive at Arlington Mazda.
Morning, Jerry. I understand we have a new fish here at the aquarium.
Yeah, a Pygocentrus natterari.
Pygocentrus natterari.
Hello, little fella.
Seems a little sluggish, Jerry. What's his deal?
Check his pH. I've been waiting for a wireless download of his info on the laptop here forever.
Oh!